Unit 6. Not just women's work. After World War II, large numbers of women in the U.S. began to work outside the home. Soon after that time, the idea of the glass ceiling was suggested. This refers to the ability of a woman to rise only to a certain level in her career. Beyond that level, only men can rise. Today, the tables are turning in some careers. Men may be facing the problem of the glass ceiling as more and more of them enter jobs traditionally held by women. What kinds of traditional jobs for women are men seeking? A few good examples are jobs such as teachers, nurses, and dental assistants. Think about most teachers or nurses you have met. Odds are that more of them were women. Only about 1 out of 10 elementary school teachers in the U.S. is a man. In fact, it is really hard to find male teachers in kindergarten and first grade classrooms. Very few men work in these grade levels. By comparison, there are actually a lot more male middle school teachers than male elementary school teachers. However, the majority of those male middle school teachers work as coaches rather than regular classroom teachers. In the field of medicine, there are more male doctors than female doctors. On the other hand, nurses and dental assistants are two kinds of medical jobs traditionally held by women. Today, it is still more common to find women holding these jobs, but some men have entered these careers. Less than 10% of nurses in the U.S. are men. The same is true for dental assistants. Actually, the number of male dental assistants would probably be lower if it were not for all of the male dental assistants in the Army. It certainly appears that men are not flooding women's jobs yet. That is probably why few complaints have been heard about men hitting the glass ceiling in women's jobs. However, that may change in the future as the number of men in women's jobs continues to grow.